Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. In 2008, we launched the Greener Cow Project, the first program in North America to decrease greenhouse gases caused by cows' burps. If all U.S. dairies did this, it would be like taking 500,000 cars off the road each year. Find out more at stonyfield.com.
Something very strange is happening near oil platforms in the Gulf of Mexico. On dark and overcast nights, migratory birds become stuck in the cones of light from the powerful beacons on the drilling rigs. The birds swoop and circle overhead, flying round and round, until exhausted, they drop into the sea. Environmental reporter Ben Raines has written about the unusual and often deadly phenomenon for the Mobile, Alabama Press Register.
You have to imagine what the platforms are down here. I mean, we've got 5,000 in the Gulf, and they're out there over a formerly dark ocean, and each one is lit up with several hundred bright, bright floodlights. Think of streetlights. They're like these beacons out on the horizon. If you've ever been close to a bright light outside, like a lantern, you look away from it and you can't see anything. And it's the same phenomenon around these platforms.
So how does that affect the birds?
Well, on cloudy nights in particular, where the stars are obscured, birds migrating across the Gulf, which is a long trip, you know, a couple hundred miles takes 20 to 30 hours, will fly and they'll become sort of disoriented and bamboozled by the lights on the platforms, thinking that those are, you know, navigation cues like stars because they can't see the stars. And so they just start flying in a circle around these platforms. And you have to remember the platforms, some of them are very big. The top deck may be the size of a football field.
So what happens to the birds? They fall onto the platform?
Well, some fall onto the platform. Some are eaten by migrating raptors, you know, hawks and things. And some are eaten by sharks. We had some scientists down here that work out of the Dauphin Island Sea Lab who began dissecting sharks, tiger sharks in particular, and finding a lot of songbirds in them, brown thrashers, scarlet tanagers, you know, birds you would associate with the woods that could only be out there, you know, 20 and 50 miles offshore because they're migrating.
I know the tiger sharks, they're kind of considered the garbage disposal of the sea.
I watched them cut one open. It had a 2-foot shark inside it, whole. but then there was this big black mass, and it was feathers. Mixed in there were some bright yellow feathers, for instance, some red feathers, which didn't come from marine birds. There were some little bitty feet. We're in what's known as the Dauphin Island Transmigration Thruway, which is one of the biggest bird migration corridors in the U.S. and this hemisphere. A tremendous number of our migrating birds definitely pass by these platforms.
How many birds are being killed by these platforms?
Well, no one knows. You know, it's hard to say how big a problem it is in that if a bird flies around the platform and falls in the water, it disappears. There's no carcass to count. But, you know, in the North Sea, they've documented bird clouds estimated at up to 100,000 birds flying in circles. Well, that becomes an issue if you're migrating across the Gulf on this 30-hour flight because you've only got enough energy to make it across. The U.S. government first did a study in 2005, but as best I can tell, there has been no science whatsoever since 2005 looking at this.
So the feds have known about this problem for years, 7 years now.
Yes. But the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, they put something in one of their recent lease sale documents, which said that more platforms in the Gulf would be an adverse but not significant effect. Well, 2005, the study concluded further development of the Gulf will not be benign for migrating birds.
Isn't there an easy fix? Turn off the lights.
Well, you know, with OSHA rules and stuff, they have to keep the lights on because it's a working environment 24 hours a day and you've got, you know, 100 people on a platform. But in the North Sea, where they, you know, same phenomenon, nocturnal circulation, birds flying in circles for hours during their migration from, you know, Finland to Middle Europe, there was an experiment done, I believe it was on a Shell platform, and Philips invented a light that is green, and they found that it would reduce the circulation behavior by 90%. So, you know, it's possible that simply switching light bulbs could virtually stop the problem altogether, you know, here in the Gulf. Yet, you know, no one's tried it here.
So they want to build more platforms in the Gulf, and there's now this comment period for the environmental impact statement. Have you had any further response from the federal government?
Well, in that impact statement is several thousand pages. And on page 796 of Volume 2 of the Impact Statement, they devote about a page to this phenomenon. They say that the platforms are good for hawks because they get to eat the tired birds that are sitting on the platforms. And they say they will have an adverse but not significant effect on the migratory birds. And they talk about the nocturnal circulation event, but as best I can tell in conversations with the government, no further study has ever been done, though the 2005 study called for further study. The comment I got most recently was, we may look at it in 2013.
Ben Raines is an environmental reporter with the Mobile, Alabama Press Register.